the shiur today is L'Zecher Nishmas Yitzchok Ben Yeshua, dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Harris for Mr. Mesh, Mrs. Harris's father. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem.
Thank you.
Okay. So we are now going to start again from the Gemara on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah. Shloisha Minim Asurim Benazir. The three, welcome back. I just announced that the Shir is the Sefer Nishmas Yisfadullah. I did not think you would come back. I would think you're still having a hangover from the party. Shloisha Minim Asurim. I apologize. This is on tape.
No,
I apologize. Shloisha Minim is an alcohol-free party. Okay. Shloisha Minim Asurim Benazir. The three minim that are asked by Nazir, Hatuma, right, Hayayin, and Hataglachas. And the way it said Yayin was Yaitse Min HaGefen. Yaitse Min HaGefen. So the deal is Hayayitse Min HaGefen in, Gefen Atzmei Lai, but not anything to do with the vine itself. Masnissin Deloik Rebbe Eliezer, the Tanya Rebbe Eliezer, right, Mer? I feel Alim B'lulavim B'mashma. It means even the leaves and the flowers. I don't know what he translates B'lulavim as. And because he learned, it includes Gefen Atzma. So, I'm sorry, shoots? Shoots, okay. Fine. Ikka the Yamil HaSeifa. There are those that say it on the Seifa. They make the same Diyak. Ve'ein HaChayim HaLatcha Yechum and HaNovim K'zayas. Min HaNovim in, min HaGefen Latzma Eloi. Says HaNovim, which is great products, grape and great products. Not from the Gefen before you get to the HaNovim. Masis Malikrem Liezer, HaNovim Liezer, I'm HaFil HaAlim B'Lovim B'Mashma. Now, why would you learn it from the Reish and the Sefer? So let's take a look at the Rush. I have the Rush right at the beginning of the page in the Amud Beis. I don't know where the other prints have the Rush. Gefen Atzmei Loi, Gan Alam V'Lulavim. Bikud Amud Loi HaSefer, Min Anav Mem Nagefen Loi. The Yukon the Reish Loi Mashma Loi. They don't like the Diyak of the Reish. The Alam V'Lulavim B'Klau Yaitz Min Nagefen Dinu. See, the question is, how do you view leaves and shoots? Are they Gefen or are they Yaitzim in a Gefen? Grapes are definitely Yaitzim in a Gefen. The question is, the leaves and the shoots, are they part of the Gefen or are they also Yaitzim in a Gefen? The Sivu by Gefen Gimel Sarigin. So we see that the Gefen refers to the vine and what comes out of the vine is Yaitzim in a Gefen. If not, you wouldn't say Magefen Yaitzim, right? So therefore, that is the Machloikas. The two lishaynis, whether you're medayikim from the Reish or the Sefer, but the bottom line is the same. That the Mishnah says only fruit, or things that come from the fruit, as opposed to a Lezer, who says it includes Alam B'Lulavim. Yes?
Just,
you know,
I've noticed what is not there. It's both, whereas the vine is not edible, it is wood, to use to make fire. Both leaves and shoots are edible, in fact. Stuffed grape leaves. Very, very common dish.
Fine. I'm not arguing with that. Question is that usher or not usher? That's all.
If I was writing this tomorrow, which I'm not, I would say the Tzadashov is edibility.
The question is, what does the Mishnah mean to usher?
Yeah,
we're not getting I think he's trying to say that things. That it's not the Gefen itself. If it were the Gefen itself, we wouldn't say the Gefen has Gimel Sarigan. The Gefen is Gimel Sarigan. It's Masma. These things are called Yaitzim and a Gefen, a separate item that comes out of the Gefen. The Maikim Miflagi. The Blazer Darsh Ribbon Miyuti, Rabbanon Darsh Yiklali Yaprati. Okay, we're going to have to bone up on this. I don't know if I have a chart. I might have a chart, because this is a Gemara that a chart would help. But my problem is that I can write a chart. But I can't do much with that. No, I don't see a chart, so it's not here. I once upon a time wrote a chart. But the problem is, okay, we'll have to work on it. And maybe somebody has a chart, like art school, I don't know. Because there's going to be all kinds of things here. There is, why should I introduce it now? I'll wait a little bit. Zok Darash. He doesn't explain anything yet. there's a rule of, there's a difference between klal prat or klal and riboy miyat riboy. There's two schools of thought, whether we dash in the Torah one way or we dash in the Torah the other way. Now, again, let me say this clearly so we can hear this. There are tanoim that use one sometimes and some the other times. So we have three opinions. There's those that always learn klal prat or klal. There's those that always learn riboy miyat and riboy. And there's those that learn one and sometimes learn the other for whatever reason. So it's not that you have to learn one way all the time. There are tanoim that don't. That's what the Gemara is going to end up saying or alluding to. But at this point, we're not interested in that. At this point, we're interested in darshing the psuk in one of two ways. The pasuk says, we'll read it inside. Rabbi Eliezer darsh riboy miyuti. Miyayim v'sheich riyam. Now, to understand this, we have to have the chumash in front of us. In pasuk gimel, in kapitul vav, in Bamidbar, it says, Miyayim v'sheich riyazir, chaymetz yayim v'chaymetz sheich lo yishta. It lists all kinds of pratim, of details. Stay away from wine, an old wine. Vinegar of wine or old wine, don't drink. The chol mishras an rabim lo yechel, and anything that grapes were soaked in, don't eat. But rabim lachem v'yevashim lo yechel, don't eat soft or dry grapes. That's the pasuk in pasuk gimel. So it lists a whole bunch of details, pratim, or miyutim, whatever way you want to call them. And the next pasuk says, mikoyla shiyasim migefen hayayin, everything that comes from gefen hayayin. And then the pasuk throws in mechatzan and vadzak, from pits to peels, or pills to pits, depending which way you learned back in the Mishnah, which is which, right? It's chatzan on the outside and zak the inside. It was one sheet to the other sheet, it was the opposite way. That's the psukim. It's kapitul vav, pasuk gimel, and pasuk dalet. Now, so if you notice, the miyad is first, the ribuy is second. Miyayin v'sheich hayayin, miyat. Right, that's in pasuk gimel. Mikalashi asa migefen hayayin. Sorry, yayasa migefen hayayin, riba. Now, miyat, I'm sorry, miyat v'riba, the rule of miyat followed by a riba, is riba hakel. You're my by everything. My riba, riba komili. My miyat, so what's the miyat there for? Miyat shemeshta. You memayit the case of the branch itself, not the shoots and not the leaves, but the branch. But you have one miyat. Now, the truth is there's a lot of miyutim. But for some reason, I don't know why, I'll be honest, we're only dashing as one miyat. It's unusual because sometimes the Gemara elsewhere uses each miyat to exclude something else. See Baba Kama 74b. I'm sorry, 64b. But that's not the point. Here in the Gemara, for some reason, I didn't find anybody to point it out. Use that whole pasuk of detail, where it details all kinds of things, right? It details, we say, that's a miyut. The Torah is limiting by detailing. And then the Torah says, everything migefen hayayin. That's inclusive. That's a riboy. Rabbi Eliezer is darshaning it as a miyut and riboy. And the rule by miyut and riboy is, include everything except one thing that gets excluded by the miyat. Because if the Torah didn't want to exclude everything, it shouldn't have written any detail. It should have just written, why did the Torah bother writing detail? Must be that the Torah is trying to tell me, hold, one thing gets eliminated. That's the rule by miyat and riboy. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, all we excluded was the branch. But the leaves and the shoots are not excluded, because they're included in Mikalashi Yosem Mikefen Ayayin. We only excluded one thing. The furthest thing out is the branch. That is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion.
Hey, one thing.
Because that's what a miyut is. That's the rule of miyut and riboy. That's the rule. Because you don't dash in klal prat prat klal. This is riboy miyut, which means the miyut takes out one thing out of the riboy. That's if the miyut is first. Notice that the mir is first, followed by a ribuy. Then we say mir and ribuy exclude one thing. Now, that's Rabbanan Darshi, called the Aparati. But besides for that, Rabbanan also do something different. Because a prat and klal, we go and include everything. Nothing is excluded. That's the rule. Prat and klal, right? If you don't dash a mitzvah, dash a prat and klal, you don't exclude anything. It means everything is included. Ignore the prat. That's the rule. But if we hear Rabbanan say, there is a prat, klal, prat. Because if you notice in Pasuk Dalet, it says, Mikol Asher Yotze B'Gefen HaYayin, Mechatzanim Vatzag. Here is another specific. So you have a detail, a specific, a general, followed by a specific. You have Pasuk Gimel with specifics. Pasuk Dalet starts with a general, followed by another specific. Prat, klal, prat is similar to klal, prat, to klal. That we include everything similar to the detail. And everything not similar to the detail is not included. Now, all the things in the details are great products. Therefore, we exclude shoots and leaves. So the Rabbanan, besides the fact that his own Darshan, Mit and Riboy, they have a different school of thought, don't view this as one detail, as detail followed by general. They said there's a third pasuk here that we can't ignore, another detail. Now, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with that detail? We'll find out in a minute. But, so there's two things happening here. Rabbi Eliezer learns, this goes into the school of Miat Ribuy. The rule of Miat Ribuy is, Miat first, Ribuy second, include everything besides one thing. So I exclude the thing furthest out, which is branches. The Rabbanan say, first of all, we're not of that school. We hold prat and klal. And, but here it's not a prat and klal. It's a prat, klal, prat. Which for almost everything is similar to klal, prat, and klal. Which Rabbanan say means you learn out things similar to the detail. What is the common denominator of all these details? Prat, klal, prat is viewed like a klal, prat, and klal. It's the opposite. It's details surrounding the general, and the other one is general surrounding details. It's paskin the same way. That's the way Moshe Mitzinai told us.
It doesn't bring more into it?
Nothing. We'll see there is a minor difference that the Gemara is going to point out later. But at this point, they're the same. And therefore, the rule is learn everything similar to the detail. The common denominator in the detail is it's all great products. Read all the details. It's the same. Please accept it. That klal prat to klal is treated like prat, klal, prat. That's the rule. I can't help it.
That you make things similar to the...
Prat.
The prat.
I can't help it. This is the rule.
Yeah, but the thing is making something similar to the klal.
No. The klal is everything. You don't have similar to the cloud. The cloud is all.
It doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's one thing we've got Shomer Zohar meaning the same thing. This is exactly what Baruch Hashem is saying, which is you've got two things, which, you know, why do we have two things?
The cloud.
Okay. Yeah, rules.
Well, exactly.
Now, what you're going to answer is because we do, but...
Exactly. That's what the Torah said. I can't help it. The Gemara is going to make a difference ultimately. So why confuse you now with the difference when we can just learn this sugya first?
Well,
it's a machlokes. If you learn Ribuy Miyot, you don't learn Klal Prat Klal. Again, it's two different schools of thought. How to dodge from Sukkim. Let's do the rest. So let's read it inside. Now go to the Gemara first. Klal Prat. B'yayim v'shech yayim prat. Mikol Asher Yayin Megev Yayin Klal, Mechatzana V'Adat Kotzer Prat, Prat Klal Prat, Iyat Adon Elokeinu Prat. You dashin similar to the Prat. Ma'afor Prat Mefurish Pri, Upsilus Pri. Pri is the grape. Upsilus Pri is the vinegar. It's the
byproduct.
He calls it wrong. Upsilus means worse than byproduct.
Waste.
I don't want to call it waste. Silas means derogatory. He has a better word, probably, art school. What does he call it? See, why is this Silas free?
You want
detritus?
We say detritus.
Waste? Okay. I've got, Dr. Schwab was right. I've called pre of Silas free. Period. Zucked the rush. Miyayim b'shechem miyad. We have a gam to the shinim b'per kama. Miyayim lesser yayim mitzvah ki yayim rishos. The Sheikhar Lakzer Shavu Lamela Hamikdash. We dashed in the Pasuk Yayim V'Sheikhar Yazer. Back in Dav Gimel, Yayim was to tell me all wine, even Kiddush and Abdullah, and even if a guy swore to drink wine. And Sheikhar was to tell me that by Mikdash, it's only wine, not everything else that makes you drunk. Tuva Miyutak Sivi. However, there's more details here. So when we say this detail, it's one of the many details. The idea is details are coming first. That's branches. Now, what happened to Chatzar and Mazak? Zok derash, mechatzare v'adzog v'idarish loy lemiyuti. The mukilok Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who said chatzanim adzog is to tell me you have to eat two chatzanim and one zog. That if you eat one chatzan and one zog, you don't get malchus. It has to be chatzanim plural and then one zog. If you remember, we had that on Friday. So therefore, he doesn't view that as a detail because the Torah wrote that for a different reason. So he only has one set of detail followed by a general, miyut and ribui, where the rule is you include everything besides one item. Avko pri, silas pri, the kama mafarish. The Gemara will explain what are we including. What pri are we including and what silas pri are we including? Right, we're including things similar. What is not being said that we are including in pri? And what are not being said in silas pri that we're including? Seemingly, the Torah listed every great product you can think of. But, so what is left for addition? That the Gemara is going to talk about. Frank the Gemara. Why don't we say, Umah prat mefurish pre-gummer? I've called pre-gummer. Why are we including other things? The Torah said pre-gummer, meaning we don't know what it's including, but we're going to include other fruits, right, that are not pre-gummer, because we're learning out from the cloud. See, the Gemara is assuming that you know the answer. Let me try to explain. We said just like the prat is pre and silas pre, we're going to include other things that are pre and silas pre. Now, what pre are we going to include? We're not including figs. It's grapes. So we said grapes. So the Gemara is going to explain later that we include unripe grapes. The Pasuk talks about grapes. Grapes refer to ripe grapes. Comes along the Prat and says, we'll include other fruit, which means unripe grapes. The Gemara is bothered, what right do we have to include unripe when the Prat says ripe? You're including something that's not similar to the prat. The prat is a complete grape, and you're including a non-complete grape. So what right did we have when we say similar to the prat? We're including, the Gemara is going to explain, we're including a not ripe grape. Well, the Torah wrote ripe grape. That's what I'd rather mean. So what right do we have to expand it to something that's not similar to the prat? That's the Gemara's question. Umah prat, mefurish pre-gummer, I've called pre-gummer. Zok to Gemara, Amr, I will answer you. Right. What would you include? There's nothing to include. And the rule tells us we have to include something. The rule of Prat Kal Prat says, you got to include. What am I going to include? What is not written there that I'm going to include? Obviously, I'm going to have to include something that goes a little bit out of our comfort zone. Because if I have to include, and there's nothing I can think of including except something that's a little bit out of the comfort zone, which is an incomplete grape, that's what I have to do. Because everything else is explicit in the Torah. What are you going to include? Another block can be advised, Mason. Wet or dry grapes? Chibi. I wrote it out. Yai Bechaimitz? Chibi. Says wine and vinegar. So what is left out? Einloch. Alecha lachin lachin akron. So don't do it like we asked in the kasha that you need a complete fruit. Elecha lachin rishon. And kalashin rishon meaning go back to include a non-complete fruit. That's what the Brisa speaks out. There's nothing else to include, and we got to include something. Because everything that's in the, that we would include in pre-gummer is said specifically. Let's read the Rush. Dr. Rush. The man brought me pre-gummer, perish, who the mefarish also didn't call prat to plow, I plow krat to prat, that my mind may be in a prat. What right did we have to expand it? So the answer is, we know we have to expand it. That's what the rule of the Torah said. And we like to expand it in a very limited way. But the problem is, your very limited way here is not going to work. There's nothing to expand it to. Which tells us automatically that you got to go out of your comfort zone. And you got to include something that's not exact. So to review what we have here, because we're going to be building on this. Rabbi Yezer holds, it's meat ribui. Meat ribui, he doesn't darshan chatzar and mazag. He uses chatzar and mazag for a different halacha. So to him, that's not in the thing. We don't take it into account. So what we have over here is a list of detail and one general. The rule of detail and general include everything besides one thing. So we exclude branches. The Rabbanan say the rule is detail, general, detail. First of all, they do use the second detail. And then they say we don't use it as a meat riboy, but we use it as a cloud prop, which means the rule is include something similar. Okay, what's similar? We include unripe grapes. We're going to speak that out later. Problem the Bryson says is, what right do you have to do that? It's not similar. The answer is, there's nothing similar to include. And the rule tells us we have to include something, so we include unripe grapes. Nobody ever said they're similar. Rebbe Ezra has meat and reboy, so he doesn't have to have similar. He just excludes one thing. The Rabbanan didn't include shoots. Unripe grapes are more similar than leaves and shoots. Because they're grapes.
Right.
Yes, doctor.
Just an observation. Once again, we have that ability. Unripe grapes are edible, and as a matter of fact, no question, they produce a juice called beer juice, which is their kosher beer juice.
I'm not going to argue with you.
And it's a shot of coal, not a gefen.
I know, but I know that the Gemara is not including everything edible. The Raya, Rabbanan don't include shoots and leaves. So it's not a common denominator here, edibility. It's something edible, I agree with you, but it's not everything edible. It's the closest thing to grapes, which is unripe grapes.
Very good. We're still looking for something to include similar.
We did it. We included, I told you I cheated. The Gemara is going to say later on we include unripe grapes. And we came back and said that that's the rule you have to include, so we'll include that. We have no problem now. And we understand Rabbi Eliezer, we understand Rabbanan. Why did Rabbi Eliezer include shoots and leaves? Because he has meat reboy. He only excludes one thing, which is branches. Why did Rabbanan not include shoots and leaves? Because they learned prat kol prat, which is like kol prat to kol, which means you only include things similar. The closest thing to include is unripe grapes. Okay, we will stop here.